Hi, I'm Judge Lattimore.
And I'm Judge Eric Dubois.
And you're listening to Ninth Unplugged. So welcome, Judge Dubois, to Ninth Unplugged. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for inviting me. It's great to be here with you.
Great to have you. Please tell our audience where you are assigned and how long you've been a judge.
So I'm currently assigned to County Civil. New chamber is up on the 14th floor. Have been a judge since January of 2017, so just finishing out my sixth year.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And so how exciting has it been to be a judge?
It's been great. I mean, I started in civil, went to criminal. Obviously, you know, we had that two-year blip of COVID.
Yeah.
But it's been great. It's been a lot different than I ever expected. But it's been very rewarding and a lot of fun.
We're happy to have you at the Ninth. So let's go ahead and get unplugged.
All right.
So what is it that you do when you're not at work, when you are absolutely in your mode of being unplugged?
With or without the child in tow.
Right.
Usually I'm chasing him from baseball practice to baseball practice.
Now
or
you're
lesson.
A coach, right?
I was coaching. He's gotten to the age where I'm beyond, you know, it's he's 15, so
okay.
He's in high school. So
okay.
It's time to turn him over to the experts and let them do their thing.
Yes.
So it's usually chasing him around from baseball practice to hitting lesson or pitching lesson or whatever. But if I'm totally at home and at ease, mm-hmm. It's cooking on my Big Green Egg and doing some barbecue and having fun with that and experimenting.
I'm so glad you mentioned the Big Green Egg because I was absolutely going to speak to you about that. I've seen you post on Facebook your Big Green Egg. You absolutely love that thing.
So I do. I bought myself one in November of 2016 after I was elected.
Mm-hmm.
And then in April of the COVID pandemic, I decided the one wasn't enough and
oh.
I needed a bigger one. So I went from a large and now I have two. So it depends on what I'm cooking and have fun. And I used to, back when I was in civil and everyone was, you know, free to hang out with everyone
yeah.
and we would interact. Usually do lunches once a month and all of that. So.
Oh, well that's, what are you usually cooking? On
pulled pork, smoked brisket.
Oh,
goat cheese stuffed dates wrapped in bacon. I started making my own bacon,
really?
Which is very ironic considering I'm Jewish. Making bacon isn't really exactly something I grew up doing, but it's a lot of fun, and
yeah.
I'll bring you some.
Please,
okay.
Please. I'm going to hold you to that because I like to eat. All right, so with that, how did you learn how to cook?
My mom is a great baker.
Mm-hmm.
She loved to bake and always, you know, cook meals and stuff. And then, honestly, with the Big Green Egg, it was a lot of YouTube, watching
mm-hmm.
other people on YouTube cook and do things and experiment, tweak the recipes here and there. And yeah, I know Judge Whitehead and I have joked around about having like a barbecue cook-off, and now Judge Bain I know does a lot of barbecuing.
Yes.
So
yes, he does.
You know, maybe one day we can do like a little barbecue off or something for the Orange County
Bar. I'm all about planning that. Count me in.
Okay,
I will
good.
Have you all ready to barbecue.
I need people to eat it, not just plan it.
I will do that too.
Okay,
no worries about that. All right, so with that, I understand that you're a native Floridian.
I am. I was born and raised in Fort Lauderdale. Went to University of South Florida in Tampa, and then moved to Orlando in 96 to pursue my law degree at Barry University, and have now made this home and don't consider ever moving out of Central Florida.
You don't?
No, I mean, maybe for retirement somewhere, you know, a little closer to the water, but.
Do you travel much?
I do. We actually just got back from a 7-day cruise. We went to Puerto Rico, Bahamas, Virgin Islands, and Dominican Republic with my mom, my two sisters, their families. It was a lot of fun. It was.
What's great your favorite place to travel to?
The Caribbean. I mean, growing up in South Florida,
yeah.
You kind of love the water.
Absolutely.
And you got to be close to water.
Yeah.
I do. We have gone out to Park City and gone skiing once. It's fun, but it's.
Not the water.
A Florida boy and snow, just sometimes those things just don't mix.
I'm with you. I am completely with you. Tell me something you have done that you would never do again.
Skydive.
Oh, you did.
I didn't have to think about it, right? I mean, so my current fiance and I were dating for a year, and her 1-year anniversary gift to me when we were dating was a surprise trip down to Lake Wales. My then paralegal had prepared and cleared my calendar so we could go skydiving, and I got there and I'm like, you really want me to jump out of a plane?
A very good working and operating
plane. A working
plane.
You know, we're going to go up to 14,000 feet. This guy supposedly has a parachute that works. I'm harnessed to him and we jump out.
Yep.
And she's like, yeah, so I'm profusely sweating.
Right.
Well, the next day we were getting on a plane, a perfectly good operating plane,
yes.
and flying to Hawaii
oh.
for 10 days for vacation. I'm like, okay, I should have known that. I mean, she got the much better end of the deal.
Right, right, absolutely.
She's throwing me out of a plane.
I like this lady, okay?
Right, you know, and I'm taking her to Hawaii, to the Waikiki and Honolulu and all that. And
if
I'm
you make it from the jump, from jumping out of the plane, right?
Well, the good news was, if God forbid the plane went down, I knew how to skydive. But yeah. I don't know how many parachutes there were on the Delta flight to Honolulu. But.
So what did that feel like? Just explain, you know, the feeling.
From what I can remember. First of all, I hate heights.
Okay.
You know, I'm that guy who's on the cruise ship, like, holding on, white-knuckling the railing.
Oh, wow.
So getting in a plane with the door open at 14,000 feet was freaky. It was really exhilarating, having the wind smack you in the face, feeling how cold it was up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as you feel the parachute pop, and you're like, okay,
yeah,
we're going to land.
Okay.
No, then we're good.
Then you're
and
okay.
Then you take it in. And the crazy thing was, you could see the East Coast and the West Coast of Florida.
Oh, wow. That's
so
awesome.
It was really cool. And you could just see how much greenery there is really left in
there
Florida.
There actually is.
There's still, you know, granted it was down Lake Wales area, but it was really cool seeing both coasts at the same time and seeing how far you could see. But I'm good.
You're good.
One and done.
Right. There you go.
I would not.
I'm none and done. Okay.
Yeah, try it once.
No, thank you. I appreciate you. Okay. All right. Name someone.
I mean, I love you. I'm not trying to force you to jump out of a plane, but.
Don't worry. You would have to push me, okay? Name someone you would love to meet and get to know.
So for fear of being political, probably former President Barack Obama.
Okay.
Well, I think the way he held himself, the way he, you know, brought people together, the way he ran the country, the way he was respected globally. I'm kind of envious of that, mm-hmm. and would love to just, he's the guy you'd want to go have a beer with.
Okay, all right.
You know, and I think, yeah.
All right, is there anything that you fear?
Jumping out of planes.
Oh, yes.
Anything I fear.
That one.
I mean, honestly, as crazy as it sounds, I hate frogs.
Do you?
Yeah, to the point where
even
at my
cute little ones.
There's no such thing.
Okay.
At my old house, I had the front door. There was a frog on the front door, and I literally went around to the back patio, opened the door, set off the alarm to avoid walking in and having to go close to the frog. I will avoid a frog. I think that comes from my mom because she hated frogs.
Okay, so you grew up.
Yeah.
Hating frogs as well.
Well, where we lived in South Florida was very close to the Everglades. Mm-hmm. So you had all sorts of critters. Now they have iguanas everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, frogs, yes. Just, I don't know. There's something about frogs that just.
How do you feel about iguanas?
I mean, they're good as long as they're not frozen and you put them in your car like they do in South Florida. But they're cool. I mean, when we were in Puerto Rico, we saw a bunch of them. I mean, they're huge.
Mm-hmm.
But they're obviously creeping into Florida and moving up here. But yeah.
Now, see, if you had to, and I'm not suggesting that this is going to happen anytime soon, but if you had to pick your last meal, what would it be?
Cowboy ribeye. The big
one with the big bone in it, that one?
Yeah.
And, of course, you would grill it in your egg?
Well, if it's my last one, I'm hoping someone's cooking it for me.
Well,
but, yes, yeah, on the big green egg. How I like to do it is you cook it slow and then you turn up the egg real hot and then you just lift the grill and throw the steak right onto the charcoal because it's pure wood. So you get some of that woody flavor.
But and sides?
Probably loaded baked potato, maybe asparagus or cream spinach.
All right. Well,
yeah. Not that I've thought about it.
No, I wouldn't. Never,
right.
We would never think about it. We would never want to lose you, Judge Dubois. Thank you so much for coming on Unplugged.
Thank you. Glad to come back whenever.
Absolutely.